Hello, and welcome to You Might Also Like, a podcast where you will receive the movie suggestions you didn't know you needed. I'm your host, as always, Luke Spaulding, and I'm here yet again, this time on Christmas, to give you guys the recommendations that you need, not the ones that are obvious, like, oh, you like Mamma Mia? You might also like Mamma Mia. Here we go again. No, like, I'm here to tell you, oh, you like Mamma Mia? You might also like the horror movie Ready or Not. Or, oh, you liked The Parent Trap? You might also like Friday the 13th. I don't always suggest, you know, a horror movie to watch after some sappy rom-com or kids movie, but I'm really just here to give you guys a full-rounded movie viewing experience because I think there's so many great movies out there that I love and that you guys will also like. So that's really what this podcast is about. First off, Merry Christmas to everybody. I hope that you guys have been having a great holiday season. I'm sure you guys have all been watching your Elf and your Home Alone and your A Christmas Story and all the new crap that's on Netflix and the Hallmark Channel. And I'm not here to say that any of that is bad and that you shouldn't be watching it. If you want to watch A Christmas Story nonstop on whatever channel it plays on for 24/7 on Christmas Day, then that's your prerogative. If you want to watch Elf every day of December, then that's your prerogative. But I'm here to talk about my favorite Christmas movie, which more people need to get on board with for sure, which is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. And then after I talk about this, I will go on to another movie that you might also like. Because these two movies I'm talking about this week, while one is a Christmas movie because today is Christmas, the other one is 100% not a Christmas movie, but both movies are definitely in my top 20 favorite movies of all time. How am I just guessing that they're in my top 20 list? No, I have an actual list. I do have a list, so I know for a fact they're both in my top 20. I think National Lampoon's is probably like 18 or something. That's how good of a Christmas movie it is, that it's not only my favorite Christmas movie, but also one of my top 20 favorite movies of all time so far. I've only spent 24 years on this planet, so I'm sure there'll be more movies that are yet to come that I will like better. But the movies that I'm talking about today are both movies with world-class hissy fits. Both the main characters in these movies just go through so much crap trying to make everything perfect that they just end up having the straw that breaks the camel's back, in this case, the straw that breaks the Chevy Chase and Kristen Wiig's back at the end of the movie, resulting in some of the best movie temper tantrums that you've ever seen. Let's start with National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, since this is Christmas Day. Let me just say, I've already said that this is my favorite Christmas movie. I mean, my whole family will watch this movie every single day of December for every year. I have a sweater that says, "Why is the carpet all wet, Todd?" which is an iconic quote from Julia Louis-Dreyfus in this movie. This movie is just holds such a special place in my heart, and I have to watch it every single year. It is not a holiday season without this movie. It's written by John Hughes, who obviously we all know John Hughes. He wrote so many 80s classics like The Breakfast Club, Pretty in Pink, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. He's really just been attached to so many big things. And also, he directed the National Lampoon's Vacation. So, also, the thing with National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is it is the third movie in a series. The first one was National Lampoon's Vacation, which is the classic one where the Griswolds go on their cross-country road trip to go to the Wally World theme park. And then the next movie was National Lampoon's European Vacation. And then 1989, here we are with Christmas Vacation. We've got Chevy Chase as Clark Griswold and then his wife Beverly D'Angelo. And every movie, their kids change. The actors that play the kids always change. Their kids, Audrey and Rusty, in Christmas Vacation probably are the best set of actors they've gotten for one of the National Lampoon Vacation movies. We've got Juliette Lewis as the daughter and Johnny Galecki as the son. Johnny Galecki is, of course, Leonard from The Big Bang Theory. This movie really is just a tale of Clark Griswold wanting the best Christmas possible for his family. He wants the big tree. He wants everybody under one roof. He wants the best lights on his house. He wants this big Christmas bonus that he's supposed to be getting from work so that he can put a swimming pool in the backyard. He is just trying to throw the perfect Christmas for his family, and nothing is going right, is basically the plot of this movie. We've also got Diane Ladd in this movie as Clark's mom, who is, in real life, is Laura Dern's mom. So obviously she's a fantastic woman if she created the marvelous Laura Dern. We've got Randy Quaid again as Cousin Eddie, Julie Louis-Dreyfus as the next-door neighbor with the iconic "Why is the carpet all wet, Todd?" quote. This movie is just, I don't think people like to watch this movie with me because I just sit down and I quote it the entire time. It's like the same effect of if I were one of my friends, I would never watch the Hamilton musical with me because I would 100% sing the entire time that I'm watching it. That's the same effect with this movie. I'm just going to quote it the entire time. I mean, so many good quotes, though. Like, little full, lot of sap. Or, like, if I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be any more surprised. One of my favorite ones when Clark says to his cousin Eddie, "Can I refill your eggnog, get you something to eat, drive you out to the middle of nowhere, leave you for dead?" One of the best quotes in this movie is Cousin Eddie, you know, he's outside with his camper that he brought him and his family to Clark's house for Christmas. He's emptying the, like, septic tank from the camper into this, like, sewer drain. He's like, "Merry Christmas, shitter's full." This movie just has too many iconic quotes. I could spend this whole episode quoting this movie, but that wouldn't be fun for you guys. You just need to go and watch it for yourself. This movie is just such utter chaos, but it's so hilarious. Beverly D'Angelo has many great, like, not one-liners, but she just has so many great quotes to sum up the holiday, the stress of the holiday season. Like, "It's the holiday. Like, what am I supposed to say? It's the holiday. We're all in misery." And, "I'm sorry, this is our family's first kidnapping," which that kind of gives away the fact that, just to show you guys how much chaos this movie is, it ends with Cousin Eddie taking Clark way too literally and going, after Clark sadly doesn't get the Christmas bonus he was expecting, he gets a subscription, a 1-year subscription to a Jolly of the Month club. After he has been working so hard all Christmas season, everything has just been boiling up for him. He's got both him and his wife's parents there. He's got all of a sudden his crazy cousin Eddie and his wife and kids are there. Christmas Eve night, he's got one of the best characters of the movie, Aunt Bethany, and her husband are there. Uncle Lewis, who is Aunt Bethany's husband, he sets the tree on fire that Clark and his family literally hiked out into the woods to get, the Griswold family Christmas tree. He sets it on fire and one spark of his cigar, he accidentally kills Aunt Bethany's cat by electrocuting it. When he cuts down a new tree, there's a squirrel in it and the squirrel gets loose in the house. So many things just build up. His family's driving him crazy, but he is just putting on a smile until he gets that letter that he thinks is his Christmas bonus, and it is just a subscription to a Jelly of the Month club. "It's the gift that keeps on giving," as his cousin says to him, but for Clark, that was just the tipping point that leads to him having his world-class meltdown.
"Heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is! Hallelujah! Holy shit! Where's the Tylenol?"
And like I said, after he has that meltdown and he's saying how he wants his boss to be taken from his humble abode up in the rich people's part of town, and he wants to tell him what a, and then he goes on that tirade, which I just played, but his cousin takes it so seriously and kidnaps him and brings him to the house. This movie is just, like I said so many times, it's full of such chaos. It's full of so much humor, so many quotable moments, and so much holiday cheer, because in the end, the family is all just there for each other. In the end, there's like an explosion from the sewer or something, and there's like this big, because of the explosion, like there's this big fireball in the sky, and Aunt Bethany, because she in her like dementia brain, just starts singing, "And the rocket's red glare," and they all, with the cops and everyone that just tried to arrest them for kidnapping Clark's boss, the whole family, they're all just standing out there on Christmas Eve night singing the national anthem together. This movie ends on such a wholesome note. This is just such an amazing movie. And the favorite trivia fact I read about Clark's famous temper tantrum in this movie, the cast all that, you know, that you couldn't see it in the movie once they edited it and put it together on screen, but they were all wearing like necklaces with pieces of paper that had different adjectives that he could use, because that line was mostly like improv, but he just would look at them and see different like adjectives that he could use while he was bitching about his horrible boss who didn't give Christmas bonuses. If the Teen Choice Awards were around in 1989, this definitely would have been a shoo-in for Choice Hissy Fit, which is a great segue into my second movie that I'm talking about. Wow, I just had a moment, you guys. I just realized this is my last episode of the year of 2020, and I'm ending it with two of my favorite movies of all time. I think that this is the perfect way to end 2020 for me with this episode. I cannot wait to see what 2021 brings for You Might Also Like. I cannot wait to suggest to you guys so many more great movies and talk about and just have so many great episodes where all I do is sit there and sing terribly and quote movies for you guys and spoil them so that you guys won't even be able to watch it for yourselves and be surprised. Ugh, I can't wait. But if you like National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, you might also like any of the other National Lampoons, the original, the European Vacation, the Vegas Vacation. You might also like the reboot with Ed Helms, Vacation. You might also like Love Actually. You might also like Die Hard. So I guess, according to IMDb, they're considering Die Hard a Christmas movie if they're suggesting it with along with this. What I'm going to suggest to you, Bridesmaids, because of the fact that it is, we have our main character, Kristen Wiig, who is trying to throw this perfect, she's the maid of honor for her best friend, Maya Rudolph, and she's trying to throw the perfect, you know, bridal shower and engagement party. Just like, she's trying to make this lead up to her wedding perfect for her best friend, and nothing is going right, and she has the competition of Maya Rudolph's other friend. Basically, it just leads up to Kristen Wiig having a great meltdown at the end of the movie, like Chevy Chase does. So that's why I'm suggesting that you might also like this movie. Because honestly, who doesn't like this movie? This movie is nominated. It's directed by Paul Feig. I've talked about him before on this podcast many times. Actually, he also directed A Simple Favor, but he also directed many great comedies like Spy and The Heat. He's just like one of my favorite comedy directors. And then we got Kristen Wiig and Annie Mamulo wrote this movie. This movie was nominated for 2 Oscars, including original screenplay. And Melissa McCarthy was nominated for Best Supporting Actress for a movie where she literally has diarrhea in a sink. I mean, that just goes to show where comedies are so underrepresented at the Oscars. So the fact that this movie was nominated for Melissa McCarthy's performance and for writing is incredible. It was also nominated for Kristen Wiig for Choice Hissy Fit at the Teen Choice Awards. I mean, it didn't win any of the Oscars, and it didn't win the Teen Choice Award for Choice Hissy Fit, which is honestly a little annoying, but this movie won Best Gut-Wrenching Performance at the MTV Movie Awards, so they don't need the Oscar. Take that, Academy. It has the Best Gut-Wrenching Performance at the MTV Movie Awards. It's certified fresh, 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. Everyone on the planet loves this movie. I mean, in episode 13, when I talk about The Call, the movie with Halle Berry, this movie is what calms down Abigail Breslin while she's in the trunk of a car being kidnapped, because Halle Berry asks her what her favorite movie is, and she says Bridesmaids. This movie brings people together. This movie calms people down in stressful situations. This movie is fantastic. And you might also like it. You probably will definitely love it if you like National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Let's talk about the movie a little bit, though. Like I said, Kristen, we've got our amazing comedy duo. We've got just like an amazing team of women in this movie. Kristen Wiig and Maya Rudolph were the funniest part of SNL for me ever. When it was the days of Kristen and Maya and Amy Poehler and Tina Fey and Rachel Dratch and Anna Gasteyer, that was like the best like decade of SNL. It was less than a decade even, but it was so amazing. And SNL will never be the same. But we've got Kristen Wiig and Maya Rudolph are best friends in this movie. Maya Rudolph is getting married and wants, of course, her best friend to be her maid of honor. So let the, you know, wedding festivities commence. All of a sudden, we're meeting the rest of the bridal of the women in the bridal party. We've got Ellie Kemper, who is Kimmy Schmidt. We love Ellie Kemper. She was also Erin in The Office. I mean, she's so hilarious, too. We've got Wendy McClendon Covey. We've got Rose Byrne. So many hilarious women. I talked about Rose Byrne in the episode where I talked about Spy, because she plays a great villainous woman, and she's so funny in that movie, too. She's also in Neighbors, where she's hilarious with Seth Rogen, who I don't really like Seth Rogen, so that movie really just, Rose Byrne did it for me. We've also got, like, other small performances from, like, Rebel Wilson plays Kristen Wiig's adult roommate in this movie. Michael Hitchcock is her boss at the jewelry shop where she works. Michael Hitchcock is in Best in Show, which I talked about, and he's also in Bad Teacher. This is his third time appearing in one of my episodes, actually. Terry Crews, Ben Falcone, of course, because it's Melissa McCarthy's husband, so he pops up in every single thing that she's ever been in. John Hamm is in it. We see him in the very first scene of this movie, which if you're watching this movie, don't watch this movie with someone that you don't want to watch uncomfortable scenes with, because literally the first scene is Kristen Wiig and John Hamm having a very like graphic sex scene. Not graphic, and because there's no nudity. Kristen Wiig's wearing a bra the whole time, but it's just like so, like the sex positions and the movements and the sounds that they make. It's so graphic, but it's so hilarious. But also, like National Lampoon's, this movie is so quotable. Maybe I'm only saying these movies are quotable because these are two of my favorite movies, so I just remember a lot of the lines. But all of the women just add to the comedy of this movie so well. I mean, Wendy is always talking about her horrible children, saying things like, there's one scene where she's talking to Ellie Kemper and she's like, Ellie's like, oh my God, I can't imagine what it's like to have kids. Like, it must be so amazing. And Wendy's like, one night, like, I'm slaving away making a dinner for my family, and one of my kids comes up to me and says, Mom, I want to order pizza. I say, no, we're not ordering pizza. He says, Mom, why don't you go fuck yourself? He's 9. And, Ellie Kemper is so innocent. She's like a Disney adult. She has like so many great scenes. But Melissa McCarthy definitely has most of like the big like laugh out loud hilarious moments in this movie. When she's telling Kristen Wiig how she fell off a cruise ship. Obviously, of course, everybody remembers the food poisoning scene when she's literally having to have diarrhea in a sink. And then Rose Byrne is this like, she's the classy, elegant woman who Kristen Wiig is so threatened by, but Rose Byrne is also threatened by Kristen Wiig, so they just have this constant like pissing battle to be the best friend to Lillian, who is Maya Rudolph in this movie. They're adult women, so their hatred and their battle for being the best woman is so passive aggressive. The scene at her engagement party where they're just having like dual speeches to Lily, and like they keep coming back up to say one more thing when you think that they're done. Like, for instance, Helen, of course her name's Helen, Rose Byrne makes like a beautiful quote in Thai. Like, she literally knows a little bit of Thai, apparently. And then Kristen Wiig tries to one-up that with going up there and just being like, gracias para vivir en la casa, en la escuela, supermercado. I'm probably not saying the right quote, but she just starts saying random words in Spanish, nothing that is actually a sentence. It's just like they keep dueling and dueling with the speeches till it somehow gets to the point where Kristen Wiig gets up there and starts singing the, like, that's what friends are for song. And then, of course, Rose Byrne has to come up and join her, and they both try to out-sing each other. It's just the writing and the delivery, it's all amazing because these women have an amazing script to work off of. Obviously, the shitting scene is hilarious and gross, but the film is funny throughout, not just because of this scene that's like that, but because of like the subtle comedy. This movie had Judd Apatow as a producer, and Paul Feig obviously directed it, and they both wanted wild physical comedy, and the scene where they get food poisoning was their idea. And then Kristen Wiig kind of preferred more subtle. And I'm not saying, like, of course, like, Judd Apatow, you know, he's brought us stuff like This Is 40 and Knocked Up. I mean, he's brought very funny stuff, and same with Paul Feig, but it's like, I prefer, like, Kristen Wiig wrote this movie. Of course, she comes to the table, like, wanting more subtlety, and she, all this stuff that she wrote for this movie is so hilarious. Like, that's what I really loved about it, was the subtlety. I talked about it in my Best in Show episode, how I love the subtlety in comedy. It does. We don't need to rely on just, like, scenes where these women are having food poisoning and, like, throwing up and shitting in sinks to, like, have funny moments. I mean, did I laugh my ass off during that scene? Of course I did. But this movie was funny for more than just that reason. But it's like, Kristen, like Chevy Chase, starts to slowly go insane with the pressure of trying to make these events for her best friend's wedding perfect. Kristen Wiig is Maya's maid of honor. She wants the events leading up to her wedding to be absolutely perfect, but instead they get food poisoning, they get kicked off a plane because of Kristen Wiig. I mean, really, arguably, it's because of Rose Byrne, because Kristen Wiig is a nervous flyer. They all pressured her into going to Vegas when she wanted to go to a cabin. And so they go to Vegas, and then when she's nervous on the plane, Helen gives her, like, a Xanax, and then she drinks with it. So she obviously is going crazy and thinks that there's a woman on the wing. There's a woman on the wing. There's something they're not telling us. I'm sorry, you guys, that I keep quoting this movie so much. But yeah, they get kicked off the plane because of her. She loses her job because she calls a teenage girl the C-word. She gets kicked out of her apartment. She ends up moving back in with her mom. She really is just hitting rock bottom. And then when she finally, I mean, she, and of course too, Maya Rudolph asked her not to be her maid of honor anymore because she thought it was too much pressure for her. So when she finally, towards the end of the movie, goes to the bridal shower, which she gave the idea of a Paris theme to the ladies, all of a sudden she gets there, and even when Helen said that she didn't like the Paris theme because it was a bit been there, done that, that's the theme that she went with. So, of course, Kristen Wiig is already pissed walking into the party. And then she gets this amazing, super thoughtful gift for her best friend that's so, obviously, she didn't spend a lot of money on it, but it's sometimes smaller gifts like that are way more thoughtful. And then, of course, Rose Byrne just loves to get under Kristen Wiig's skin, so she gives her gift to her right after, and it's tickets to Paris. And that's when Kristen Wiig just loses it and has her famous meltdown scene with kicking the cookie and everything.
Look at the shower! Look at that fucking cookie! Did you really think that this group of women was gonna finish that cookie? Really? Oh, you know what? That reminds me, actually. I never got a chance to try that fucking cookie!
And Chevy Chase just wants to host a good Christmas for his family, but everybody is fighting. Cousin Eddie comes. He's just there, and that just adds so much stress to it. The tree burns down. A squirrel gets in the house, and he doesn't get a Christmas bonus, so he flips out. I mean, they both crack under the pressure. There were so many events leading up to just the straws that finally break the Chevy and Kristen's backs. It all really is only just because they're trying to make the ones that they love happy. I mean, Chevy just wants his family, his wife and kids and parents and in-laws and cousins and aunts and uncles to have a great Christmas. He always had that growing up as a kid, so he just wants to finally be the patriarchal figure to give that to his whole family, and it's just nothing went right. And the exact same thing happens with Kristen. She loves her best friend. She just wants her to have a great wedding and great events leading up to the wedding, and just nothing goes right for her. And it all just builds up for both of them. But in the end, for both of these characters, it all works out. They still have a good Christmas over at the Griswolds' house. Maya Rudolph still has a great wedding where Wilson Phillips literally shows up at the end. And it's nice, too, because Rose Byrne and Kristen Wiig kind of end up liking each other in the end. They kind of just have a playful relationship. Like, when at the end, when Rose Byrne is always being so over the top, and she is like, at the end of Lillian's wedding, she's like, ladies and gentlemen, now here to perform her favorite song, her favorite band, here's Wilson Phillips. And then Wilson Phillips comes out, and Kristen Wiig is like, really? Really? And she's like, last one. Like, that was the last thing I'm going to do, I swear. But both of these movies, you guys, I feel like I just talked so fast. But these movies are just so fantastic, and I love them so much. And I know Bridesmaids isn't a Christmas movie, but this movie just makes me happy any time of the year that I watch it. Go and watch them both. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is on, like, every channel every night if you have cable. If you don't have cable like me, then you... But you have a DVD player, then just buy a copy because it's something that you need to watch every December. Same with Bridesmaids. If you have a DVD player, you should own it. It's just a great movie that you're going to want to watch pretty often. With that being said, you guys, I hope everyone's had a great holiday season. I'll see you next year. I hate myself for saying that. Please rate and review me on Apple Podcasts. You can find me on social media. You might also like pod. Until next year. Goodbye.